amongst you once before about 4 years ago, so it's so nice to be back. I recognise some faces. And it always feels like family when we're here, because that's what we are, isn't it? One big family, so that's really, really cool. Yeah, so 2019, a long time ago. So Karen and the others send their love to you as well. And I was thinking, of, like Jamie said, in a way, we're just a team of completely ordinary people, okay? But in a way, another way, we're actually extraordinary.
Yes.
And I want, and I want to say that that's absolutely true of each of you as well, that each of you are extraordinary.
Yes.
And I know that you're a church that knows freedom, you know what you're set free from, and you know that you're set free for. But today I just really, really want to emphasise that you are each, every one of you, free to be your unique, glorious self. And you might think, glorious, me, but you really, really are. And that's what we've been discovering at Eastgate, and I just want to share a bit of that with you as well so you can find that too. So I just really wanted to say that every single one of you is so valued and precious.
Amen.
And you know, just let that sink into your heart for a minute, that there's nobody here who, you know, who is second class. Every single one of you is so loved, so loved. And if you're thinking, well, really, am I glorious? Is that a bit of a weird word to use? You know, it does talk about us going from one degree of glory to another, doesn't it? So we're all a work in progress, but each of you are already glorious. You're just getting a bit more glorious as you discover more of who you are and who God is in you. And I love the translation of Ephesians 2, verse 10, when sometimes it talks of us being God's workmanship, but I love the translation that says we are God's masterpieces.
Hallelujah.
Wow. So what do you look like? You know, we're each so unique. He doesn't want us all to be the same. I heard the other day that every single zebra's stripes are different. What an amazingly creative God we've got. Why would he want you all to be the same and to have the same gifts and callings? He wouldn't, would he? You know, so apparently different zebra species have different set of patterns, but every zebra is different, just like every snowflake. So, you know, he wants you to know what it is you uniquely carry and what your strengths and gifts are. And again, you know, if you're not quite sure about that, then don't forget about the beautiful verses in Psalm 139 about how you're wonderfully and fearfully made. You know, just so, so beautiful. But I think sometimes comparison can be a bit of a thief of joy. And there's that funny phrase, if you compare, you despair. And I'd spent about 40 years looking at other Christians I really admired, thinking, I wish I could be like them. If only I could pray a bit more. Or if only I was better at having my quiet time. Or if only I could, you know, do you know what I mean? If only, or I ought to, or I should. That is such a killer. And it steals your joy, yeah? Because I'm not meant to look like Andy or Godfred or Mercy, you know, the other guys on my team. I'm meant to be me. And if I try and be like them, the world misses out on who God's made me to be and who God's made you to be. So look around at the people around you and you can actually, you know, celebrate that you're not like them in a good way, you know. But we need each other, don't we? We need a body. It doesn't work if we're all hands or we're all feet. We need each different part of us, and that's what makes the team, the family, that can really impact the world. And so I think it is great, because once you realise you can just be you, the best you you can be, it kind of gets rid of striving, doesn't it? Because you just have to kind of grow in confidence of who you are. Like I said, I spent a long time trying to be like everybody else. But, you know, one of the commands we have is to love our neighbour as ourself. So actually, if I don't think much of myself, I'm not going to be loving my neighbour very well, am I? We're actually commanded to love ourselves and to realise what God's put in us. Does that make sense? And to value ourselves. And what impact does that then have on the world when they see us living confidently life in all its fullness because we've got Jesus in us? Yeah? So some of the things I've discovered is that, you know, if you're quite good at smiling at people or encouraging them, that is a supernatural gift you've been given. And you have no idea how much impact that little smile or that hello you said to somebody in the shop has. And I know it doesn't look as life-changing as a miracle, and we all want to do miracles as well, but don't underestimate the ripples that you carry, the little hello, how are you, the caring, the sending someone a text. You know, that's just what it looks like in me. For you, it'll be different. Maybe it's the wisdom that you share at work. Maybe it's the clothes you wear that brighten people's day. You know, just have a think for a minute. What is it that you find easy to do? What is it God's put in you? So just for a minute, I want you to ask God, what is that he loves about you And actually, there's a long, long, long list. We could be here all day if you asked him all the things he loves about each of you. But ask him what, just for one thing he loves about you, and one thing that he's uniquely put in you that you can you give to others. So I'm just going to give you a moment's quiet just to do that for a sec. Surprise some of you because it may have been the thing you feel a bit embarrassed about. So I think he told me that he likes my enthusiasm and excitement, which I think drives my family crazy. And something else I learned at school is that I love pointing out sheep and cows if I'm on a drive in the countryside, okay? And they've always liked being like, "Mum, shut up," you know. But that's because I've realised I carry kind of awe and wonder. And I'm actually an antenatal teacher, so when I'm teaching couples to have, you know, before they have a baby, that's really handy that I've got awe and wonder about the process. You know, so don't dismiss the things that maybe you feel a bit awkward about or other people have teased you about, because that's how God's made you. And he made you before the creation, you know, he imagined the works he's got planned for you and how you were going to be before the creation of the world, it says, doesn't it? A long time ago, it says in Ephesians 2:10. So, yeah, just I think maybe you'll be able to have a bit more opportunity to spend time with God, asking him what it is that you especially bring the world. But I think often we kind of have this imposter syndrome where we think, I mean, I get it too, so I'm preaching to myself too, but we sometimes kind of think, if they only knew what I was really like, they wouldn't let me stand up here and talk to you, this lovely congregation. Or we always think, if I could only do this a bit more or do that a bit more, then I'd be a better Christian. Yeah? But if you personally really connect to God by going on a walk through the woods or playing with your kids, or maybe you just like being silent or you like gardening or cooking, you know, that's how God's made you to be. Do you see what I mean? So I think it's quite funny. We never hear people say, "Oh, we really ought to cook more," or "We really ought to go for a walk in the woods more and appreciate nature more." But God's given us those ways of connecting with him as well. That kind of makes sense. We you know, we hear, sometimes we can just feel kind of that we're meant to do the kind of obvious Christian things more. But sometimes he's put other desires in you, and that's okay. I was thinking about how lots of people bring him glory through thinking about sport. There have been Christian sportsmen and women, haven't there, who've really brought God glory through their running. Maybe you bring him glory through your baking and your creativity or your wisdom at work, like I was saying. So we can look different for everybody. So, you know, I just think that each of us are extraordinary, and it's okay to be a little bit different. You're free to be yourself, how he's made you. One of the kids earlier had a Just Be Yourself t-shirt, which really encouraged me, because that was the absolute message I'm bringing today, really. And I just think if you could see your spiritual reality, whose you are, and who you carry, and who God's made you to be, it would be like, wow. But I think some of you here perhaps don't know how special and extraordinary you are. And God doesn't want a room full of stormtroopers or clones all the same. He wants a room full of Marvel superheroes, each with your unique gifts and powers. Yeah? And we can all grow in all that. I mean, it's great to kind of try and extend more into some of the extra gifts and things, but don't underestimate what you already have. So as Jamie said, we've put around the room some different sort of stations and different things for you to just experiment with, really. Some of you may find actually listening to people preaching a bit tricky because you're not that great at taking in information auditorily or hearing stuff, listening. Some of you may really connect with God visually in nature or by paintings or just slogans that you see on buses or vans. Does God speak to you like that? Don't underestimate that. That's fine. That's what he's given you. Or it may be you're someone who's quite likes to be active and likes doing things, making things, going places, serving him. Maybe you're somebody who likes to just be on your own, quiet. Yeah? So that's all okay. We're not meant to all be the ones standing out here talking to everybody, you know?
Great. Well, thank you for engaging. There will be time, as Rachel said, to carry on later. So we're going to leave everything out for you. But we just wanted to, as a team, we ask God for words for this morning. Just as we come to the end of the morning, we want just to release these words of knowledge, words of encouragement over you. But we're going to start with the children, because they've had a great time upstairs with Sarah and the team. And one or two of them are going to be really brave and come with Sarah and share what God has given them for us.
Hi, I just want to start by saying your kids are absolutely incredible. They have prophesied over each other upstairs, encouraged each other, just been an absolutely incredible group of kids, and it's just proof that there is no junior Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is just as powerful in our kids as he is in all of us, and we can learn from them. So thank you, your kids are incredible. This is Abigail, and Abigail, you drew a lovely picture, didn't you? Do you want me to say what you drew on it? Yeah? So Abigail has drawn the cross and she has written, "You will always reach your target." And you know who this is for, don't you? Who is it for? Your auntie Fiona. Would you like to go and give that to Fiona? Were there any other kids who drew a picture or had a word for someone or who had some clues about who they thought their picture might be for? Is there anyone else? Shall I do my one? And then if anyone else wants to do theirs, they can. So, we've got another one. Do you want to come up? This one. Oh, so good. That's so good. Do you want to read it out?
So I drew this picture for my mum. So she can pass her driving test. and you can drive around the places without her having to get a bus or taxi.
That's so good. I love it. Do you want to share yours or do you want me to do it? What do you think? Can you come and tell me what it was? So this is an awesome picture that is showing that, is it Tracy? Yeah, that she shows forgiveness beautifully. That's so encouraging. That's awesome. I can see an absolutely awesome drawing. It looks really great. Do you know who it was for? That's gorgeous, well done. I'm sure that really evidence in itself that they are awesome kids. So I had a message for someone who's wearing denim. I didn't know whether it was a denim jacket or just some denim and glasses. And I felt like God was saying, love will show you the way. So there's a picture and you can come and grab it later. I'll leave it on this chair at the front if you feel it's for you. Okay?
Oh, awesome! Oh, that's just so beautiful. God is so good, isn't he? That he speaks to everyone and each one of us. Doesn't matter how old or young we are. So, is there anyone here by the name of Jessica? Or is there anyone who's got in your family or a very close friend, maybe, whose name is Jessica? So if you'd like to go and speak to Leslie, who's at the back in the corner there, waving, she will share what she has for you, what God has for you. Faith, where's Faith? Would you like to come and share what the three things that God gave to you?
Yeah, I had three things that I felt God was saying that he wants to help people with today. So anyone who's been suffering from earache, like a lot, frequently. I'll come and pray for you in a minute then. And I also felt that, is there anyone here who's had a pet put down, probably a dog, and they feel really kind of bad about grieving for it, and they feel like they're not really supposed to be upset and grieve, but you know, God wants to really bring them comfort. Does that relate to anyone? Missed that one then. And is there anyone here who's just getting to the end of their tether caring for somebody? And they're just so tired and they just need God to strengthen them.
Yeah. You can always come and
find
you
afterwards,
doesn't happen
in public. Yeah. Yeah. So can we pray for you afterwards? Is that okay?
Yes, we don't want to embarrass anyone. So what if you know, just find the person that shared had that word, if you'd like to do that afterwards, that's absolutely fine. And we're still learning. We get it wrong, we don't hear perfectly, but yeah, we know. Great.
Yeah. I'm stepping out in faith in this one, because it's happened in the past, and I got a dream again last night, a quick one, and I'll share it. All it was like the houses around here, terraced houses with a garden. There's a road has been blocked off by the council, just slightly up from your gate. And vehicles are coming around and they're going over your lawn and churning it up. And I thought, what is that about? Or do I bring this here? But I felt it's about somebody's felt injustice. They're just not getting through. And so if that's you, then come speak to us.
And we've got one or two other specific words about physical conditions. Does anybody have a problem with a left foot? Somebody at the back, yeah? If anyone else, I can't remember who had that word. Oh, Christine. You can find any of us, but Christine happened to have that particular word. So, and then I felt, is there somebody here with a problem with the right eye? Anybody with a problem with the right eye? Anybody who's been struggling or suffers from migraines? If you do, come and find me. And then someone else had a sense that there might be somebody here who's brokenhearted at the moment, feels really, just would describe the way they're feeling as feeling brokenhearted. And God loves to release a sense of joy and jubilation in circumstances like that. So again, if that's you, please do ask any one of the team to pray for you. I think our time is actually up, isn't it? I think we're due to finish at 12:30, is that right? So please don't rush away if you don't have to, because we'd love to continue praying. And I'm just going to pray over everyone here this morning. So, Father, we thank you for all that you've done amongst us. We thank you, Lord, that we've been able to worship together to celebrate you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you've done so much, Lord. Thank you for the joy and freedom, Lord, that you've brought here this morning. And Father, would you bless us as we continue to share time. Bless the conversations that we have, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. You're such a good Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, guys. We really appreciate you. This is only half time. So these guys are going to be around to pray for you, and you might not have an opportunity to respond when they read the word of knowledge out, but you can respond now and find them. And just to say, sometimes a word of knowledge, like the lady who said about the dog, that be open to them. You might meet somebody this week who's lost a pet and is struggling with grieving. So words of knowledge have a life beyond just the people in the room, but also in the people that we meet and the wisdom that we can then bring to them. The hatch is going to open in a moment too. There'll be coffee. Around 1 o'clock, we've got pizza arriving, so feel free to stay. If you haven't booked a prophetic appointment, I've got a couple of slots available. So there's still an opportunity there that you could go get one for this afternoon. The encounter spaces are going to be open right through lunch and right through the afternoon while you're waiting for your appointment. So if you only try two, like Rachel said, you can move around and try the others. Again, thanks so much for this morning, guys, all that you brought to us, and in the worship and in the encounter and with the talk, Rachel. We really appreciate everything you guys you carry and have brought. So we're going to have teas and coffees now. Pizza's arriving, and then the prophetic encounters will start around about 2 o'clock this afternoon. So have a great afternoon. Get an opportunity to mingle and meet people and connect to people maybe you've not met before or had a chance to speak to.